This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hours after suggesting a possible delay in the 2020 U.S. presidential election, U.S. President Donald Trump on Thursday said he did not want to postpone the vote, but remained concerned that millions of mail-in ballots would cause problems. Speaking at the White House, Mr. Trump told reporters that he does not want the election delayed, but he also does not want one, in his words, that does not mean anything. Mr. Trump cited recent media reports about potential problems with mail-in ballots arriving late and said it could take weeks, months, or even years to sort out any problems. The president does not have the authority to change the election date. That power resides with the U.S. Congress. Constitution makes no provision for moving the inauguration beyond January of 2021. More than 1,000 people gathered outside a historic Atlanta church to pay their last respects to longtime U.S. Representative John Lewis, as former presidents praised the civil rights pioneer at his funeral Thursday. Former presidents George W. Bush and Bill Clinton both spoke of Lewis's humble beginnings on a farm in Troy, Alabama, to become a leader of the Black civil rights movement and ultimately the man known as the conscience of Congress. Former President Barack Obama said in his eulogy that Lewis's record of championing civil rights must continue. In Obama's words, he knew that nonviolent protest is patriotic, a way to raise public awareness, put a spotlight on injustice, and make the powers that be uncomfortable. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Taiwan's former president, Lee Teng-hui, who brought direct elections and other democratic changes to the self-governed island despite fierce saber-rattling by China, died Thursday, according to local media reports. He was 97. Lee strove to create a separate non-Chinese identity for Taiwan, angering not only China, which considers the island part of its territory, but also members of his Nationalist Party, who hoped to return victorious to the mainland. Lee later openly moved forward with other provisions. And the annual meeting of world leaders of the United Nations is going virtual this year for the first time in its 75-year history because of the COVID-19 pandemic, except for the likely personal appearance by U.S. President Donald Trump. The U.S. Ambassador Kelly Craft said Thursday they were hoping that President Trump will actually be speaking in person in the General Assembly. In past years, thousands of people have flocked to New York in September for the annual meeting of the world leaders at the General Assembly, known as the General Debate. Because of COVID-19, General Assembly members agreed this month to have each country's leader deliver a pre-recorded speech. Records show that a Chinese scientist charged with visa fraud after U.S. authorities said she concealed her military ties was arrested after she left the Chinese consulate in San Francisco to seek medical care. Filing Wednesday by her attorney says Wong Tang had been living in the consulate since June when FBI seized her passport and visa. Tang, who has asthma, was informed last week there was a warrant for her arrest. She had a medical emergency and federal agents arrested her after she visited a doctor. Her attorney is arguing she should be released on bail. The White House and some of its Republican allies in the U.S. Senate are signaling they want to extend, at least temporarily, a $600 per week expanded jobless benefit that has helped keep families and the economy afloat during the COVID-19 pandemic. The move looks to be a little too late to prevent the lapse of the benefit officially on Friday. Democrats have so far rejected an extension and say the next relief bill needs to move as a complete package before President Trump spoke. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell adjourned the chamber for the weekend. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.